USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Monday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says the United States must find a responsible middle ground in dealing with the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
We cannot go back to April, and we cannot go right back to normal. We need new routines, new rhythms, and new strategies for this new middle ground.
McConnell also encouraging everyone to wear a face mask outside their homes. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump and the Vice President were never briefed on alleged intelligence involving Russian bounties.
There is no consensus within the intelligence community on these allegations, and in effect, there are dissenting opinions from some in the intelligence community with regards to the veracity of what's being reported.
McEnany saying the president is briefed on verified intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
States are continuing to be on the defense as coronavirus cases continue to rise. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story from Washington.
Coronavirus continues to surge in a number of U.S. states, especially in the West and in the South. That includes Florida, where another 8,500 COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday, after a record nearly 9,600 new cases were reported on Saturday. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis says he's rethinking his decision to allow bars to reopen.
And in the instances where we've seen outbreaks tied to establishments like that, it has invariably been because they packed so many people in and created the type of environment that we're trying to avoid.
A Virginia man is $100,000 richer after a trip to the store to get hot dogs. The man telling lottery officials he decided to pick up the last-minute cash 5 ticket while at the store earlier this month. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Mississippi's House and Senate lawmakers on Sunday voted with bipartisan support to change the state flag by removing a Confederate battle emblem that's broadly condemned as racist. Republican Governor Tate Reeves says he'll sign the bill and the state flag will lose its official status as soon as he signs it. These Mississippi voters tell Fox News this is a great sign for their state.
We're the last state in the union to have a Confederate emblem on our flag. If Mississippi can make a drastic change like that, we can do anything. And I'm very excited about what we're going
to
do next.
To be in this moment where young people have literally pushed the envelope and said, hey, there's this moment that is pregnant with opportunity.
Some hand sanitizers from Mexico have toxic ingredients and people are dying in the United States. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
From St. George News Radio, here's what's trending today on stgeorgenews.com. A brush fire burning near milepost 12 on State Route 18 closed the highway Sunday evening, and it burned more than 80 acres as of late last night. The Washington County School District Board met last week to discuss ideas for how best to provide the best-case scenario for keeping students in the classroom and returning to a normal life. Southern Utah broke its one-day high for new coronavirus infections yesterday, set just the day before by 8 cases. And the Rock Path Fire that began Thursday in Millard and Beaver counties is 45% contained as of yesterday afternoon, with 16,588 acres burned. Details on these and other breaking news stories from stgeorgenews.com. From the St. George News Radio Weather Center, sunny and 84 today, clear and 57 tonight, sunny and 91 tomorrow. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
We're talking politics today. Caffeine, you're on the bench. Xanax, suit up. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You get your big moment at the White House press conference, and you get to ask one question, and what is it? President Trump, do you agree? Are you okay with the, what did he say? Are you with the civil, she with said, the loss of the Civil War?
She said, do you think the president is okay with the fact that the South lost the Civil War?
Oh, boy. Oh, these intellectual thinkers. I don't know what to say. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. So glad that you're tuned in. I've got Uncle Milty. I've got Dr. Duke Pesta. Dr. Duke Pesta always on fire. You just have to be blown away by the ineptness of this press. I don't even think they know what to say anymore to the press that asks these kinds of questions.
Yeah, you know, the question about the Civil War was really just insulting. And boy, does our press secretary handle that wonderfully or not?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point, you know, we could go back to Donald Trump's first year in office, I really wish he would have created a system where questions like that got you barred for, get you barred for a week. I mean, because that question has no good answer, right? If you say, of course he does, then the fact that you had to answer it all casts doubt on whether you actually believe it.
Right.
So these are just gotcha questions. These are not journalistic questions. They are the kind of questions that used to be asked in communist kangaroo courts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pathetic.
Yeah. Well, what he's insinuating is that the president doesn't think that.
Right.
So
there's no answer that's going to rectify
that. That's right.
Yeah.
But she is so good at handling it. Instead of ranting and raving some ridiculous answer, she just looked at the guy and said, that question is absurd.
You gotta love this. So much going on. Where do we start? Because we have John Roberts. I mean, I should just put John Roberts fiasco on everything that John Roberts touches or whatever he deliberates on. Because to ever call him a conservative, I surely hope people have figured this out by now, that he was never a conservative, is not a conservative, and they can never count on John Roberts to come through. And then we also have the hypocrisy that is just alarming. Where do you want to start, Dr. Pesta?
Well, a quick comment about Roberts is, could we at least please quit calling it a conservative court? Could we please?
Yes, please.
Once and for all, quit pretending that you have a conservative majority on the court. You don't. You've got three reliable conservatives. Mm-hmm. You've got Gorsuch, who's been a bit of a sock puppet, and you've got Roberts, who is much more comfortable voting for liberals. You literally have a 6-3 split or a 5.5, my math is bad. You get my point, right?
Right, right.
We consider Gorsuch down the middle. So just please stop calling it a conservative court. And John Roberts and to a lesser degree Gorsuch, I hope you appreciate what you've done, because they don't hate you one bit left. The left would replace you in a second with another Kagan or another Sotomayor if they could get away with it. So I don't know what you're up to, but congratulations. You've alienated the people who supported you and pulled for you to get elected. Then you've turned your back on their their issues. You've gone your own way, and the American press loves you for the 1 minute after you've made that decision and then goes back to labeling you conservative and hating you.
Yes. Chief, if you're wondering why we're talking about John Roberts, he cast the deciding vote in the 5-4 Supreme Court decision announced today, striking down Louisiana's abortion clinic restrictions. Siding with the court's four liberal justices, the case was June Medical Services LLC versus Russo, centered around whether Louisiana could place health and safety restrictions on abortion clinics operating within the state, requiring, among all these other things, that the doctors operating at those clinics have admitted privileges at a local hospital so that patients experiencing a medical emergency or want to murder their baby above and beyond what an outpatient or ambulatory care clinic could handle could effectively treat or consult or murder on that patient in a hospital setting. That's basically what's going down, right?
Isn't it interesting? You know, I mean, it's funny, the courts that have been more or less willing to side with states in terms of how they want to do things, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that have been pretty deferential to states when it comes to COVID. When it comes to murdering babies, they are all over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, when they say treat, I get offended. How about that? I get offended at the word treat when treat doesn't mean actually mm-hmm. treat. It just means taking a life. So I just wish that they would print these things with what's actually being done. It makes me sick. Makes me really sick.
And I guess in retrospect, should we be surprised that somebody who turned out to be a very different person than we thought, George W. Bush, mm-hmm. Who has not aged well. You know, in fact, over time, the legacy of George Bush is much more like they thought it would, the progressives labeled it 10, 15 years ago, than we conservatives hoped it would be. But it's perfectly fitting that George W. Bush gave us John Roberts. It makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
So with this abortion ruling or decision, the reason that one of the main reasons that they claim abortion should be legal is because before it was legal, it was a very dangerous procedure done in back rooms and da 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 da.
Apparently, the whole country was dying from having abortions.
Right. Yeah. So one of the restrictions that was imposed in Louisiana was that the doctor who performs the abortion has to be hooked up to a hospital.
Right.
So that if something goes wrong, he can get you right into the hospital. Mm-hmm. They didn't want that.
Wow.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that, Milty, because why not? Why not now? Since quote unquote non-doctors and midwives and pretty much anybody else can perform abortion, what enterprising company is going to start advertising free coat hangers? Hey, for all your medical needs, right?
Right, yeah. Right.
The coat hanger was the big thing to be worried about now, right?
Yes.
Now you can have an abortion in any closet you want to.
Yeah, and Robert...
Will that be metal or plastic?
Oh,
man?
My gosh. And Robert said the Louisiana law imposes a burden on access to abortion. Pretty much in this country, there's no burden on accessing an abortion. Let's be clear. And so to say that this would put a burden on that, I'm just astounded. I just have no words when it comes to this topic.
I guess Robert's thinking, you know, you'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt and say to yourself, well, he's thinking if women think that little of the babies that they have conceived, then I'm not going to get in their way if they want to have back alley abortions done by Planned Parenthood people with no doctors around.
Yeah, Tom, go ahead.
Well, they also say that the court in 1973 found that women have a constitutional right to obtain an abortion. That's actually not what they did.
No. And this is what Thomas wrote. He wrote the dissent. Today, a majority of the court perpetuates its ill-founded abortion jurisprudence on enjoining a perfectly legitimate state law and doing so without jurisdiction. And they really did that. That's just what they did. And they validated it. Amazing that they could rule on
it. Well, and what we've seen from Roberts and to the one degree Gorsuch is that this bad legal precedent is still precedent, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even though everybody recognizes Roe versus Wade was a horribly decided decision, it didn't really answer any of the questions. It didn't attempt to deal with the fundamental issues of abortion. It just out of whole cloth invented a right and found a really weak, tepid argument for why it fit into the Constitution. Despite that this is horrible law, it has led to all sorts of contention and fighting in this country, that dozens and dozens of cases have tried to get them to make, to commit to an answer that won't come. For people like John Roberts, well, bad decisions codified over time are now legitimate principles.
Yep. And I just, for the record, you know, they're supposed to be on there for good behavior. And what is good behavior and bad behavior? They are not on there for life. And it's we the people that should be demanding that when these guys do these kinds of decisions, obviously, you know, I would say that many, many decisions are made that aren't good behavior decisions by the court.
Amen.
And so why are we not getting rid of these people? They are not in for life. This was never a lifelong appointment.
Well, and here's the irony is that when and if Joe Biden becomes president, they've already talked about stacking. They're getting rid of the filibuster, right? Which means they will have no impediment to doing what they want. And they've already said they're going to stack the courts, right? So in case anybody is terrified that John Roberts might occasionally render a conservative verdict, they're going to put two more Supreme Court justices on. And probably, they probably will get them, and they'll be both liberals. And the funny thing is, the next maybe 50 years down the road, when the Republicans finally win another presidential election, they won't remove it because, you know, the bad precedent was set.
Jeez. I just have no words. So there's that. And then I also want to talk about the hypocrisy going on. So thick.
Yeah, let me throw three things at you. There are three things of great importance that have happened in the last 6 months. And every one of them should give you every reason why you should never vote for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. And the first is each of these three things absolutely exposes the lying political hypocrisy of the Democrats. One is Jimmy Kimmel. Mm-hmm. All right. So Jimmy Kimmel, the same network that fired Roseanne for a relatively mild comment. Now, the same networks that are driving Megyn Kelly was forced to retire to quit. They fired Megyn Kelly basically because she simply asked the question, "Is it that raw? Bad? Is it that bad to wear blackface on Hollywood?" She never advocated for blackface. She never wore it. She was fired for that effectively. Jimmy Kimmel comes along, and we have multiple instances of him in blackface saying horrible, horrible things. Mm-hmm. And he's on a 2-month hiatus before he gets to host the Emmys. That shows you right there that all of this Black Lives Matter, blackface stuff is nonsense. Second is Tara Reid, right? You've got the Kavanaugh debacle. You've got the fact that a Senate investigation, an FBI investigation, this was absolutely necessary. You had all sorts of hearings, 24/7 coverage of this. Women must be believed, and now that that jerk is on the bench, women must be, we must never let that happen again, and boom, Tara Reid, right? Mm-hmm. So when Tara Reid complains, we're not worried about it. In fact, many progressive women had said, she may even have been telling the truth, I'm still voting for Biden, right?
Right.
So there's another example of the galling political double standard. And finally, and I think it's a really big one, is the one we're dealing with now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, throw it out there for me, Kate.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, actually, we're going to go to a break, and then we're going to come back.
But
you know what? Jimmy Kimmel, he's an interesting one because they keep putting all these glowing pictures of him and looking so handsome and only taking a break. And I just wanted to say, I thought that was... Whenever they want to demonize somebody, believe me, they demonize them. They show the worst photo. They go after it. And they are just so ready to apologize. And for the Me Too women out there, the Me Too movement and all of the comments he had about women, that was discarded as well. So it's always amazing who they prop up and who they don't prop up.
Well, when we come back after break, we'll also discuss the third one. And I think we all know what that is. It's the hypocrisy around COVID.
Yes.
I just got to ask you, when you said that Jimmy Kimmel... glowing pictures of Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Is it like a light brown golden?
Yes.
Golden,
yes.
Reflecting all of that black makeup. Is that the glow you're talking about?
Oh, yes. He looks so handsome and dapper. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
It's not too late to respond to the 2020 census while being safe and practicing social distancing at home. Once you have responded, please encourage your family, friends, and loved ones to complete the census too. Over 720,000 households in the Beehive State have responded to the 2020 census. Utah currently shares the 7th place nationwide with the state of Kansas with a 59.8% self-response rate. Go to 2020census.gov for more info.
Piano Gallery in the Bloomington Courtyard Thursday, July 2nd between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Celebrate Freedom Party. Join them for an afternoon of music, food, and fun to help kick off the July 4th weekend. Check out some of Southern Utah's best and most acclaimed piano players and enjoy some great food from Pepper's Cantina. Make sure you mark your calendar for Thursday, July 2nd at the Piano Gallery. That's 144 West Brigham Road, number 7.
Finley Subaru has big summer savings on sedans.
Before you buy, come drive the 2020 Subaru Impreza and Legacy with their legendary symmetrical all-wheel drive.
Right now, get 0% APR financing for 63 months, plus 90 days deferred payments.
No payment until fall.
Finley Subaru blows the competition out of the water with the all-new redesigned 2020 Outback and its available turbocharged engine.
It's a must drive.
So hurry now to Finley Subaru
on the savings side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you. FinleySubaru.com.
Financing through SMF, offer in 630. 2020.
Hi, Shanna from Nuvia Dental Implant Center. One of my favorite things about being part of the Nuvia team is when our clients look in the mirror and see their smile for the first time. This is what one of our clients recently had to say.
I was embarrassed and ashamed of my teeth. I stopped going to the dentist altogether. I heard about Nuvia and tried one more time. The staff was so nice and kind. When I finally saw my teeth, I was so excited. The only regret I had was that I didn't do it earlier.
Go to NuviaSmiles.com/radio to get your free virtual consultation.
This is Quinn Olgan.
And this is Connor Akin with Tango Express Car Wash, coming to you with 19 reasons to give us a try.
19 reasons?
Yep, 19.
Okay, let's hear them.
We have the most locations where you can use your pass, best pricing, no tipping, free vacuums, and a new location coming to Hurricane. And have been voted the best car wash in Southern Utah 3 years in a row.
I think that's only 6. You said 19.
Oh, yeah. And we've lowered our unlimited wash pricing to $19.99.
I see what you did there.
Tango Express Car Wash with 5 locations and 1 coming soon to Hurricane.
Hi, I'm Abe Ashton. You deserve to be able to retire with confidence. Join me Tuesday evening at 5 on St. George News Radio 93.1 FM and 1450 AM KZNU and connect anytime at ashtonwealth.com.
It's getting increasingly difficult to trust healthcare information coming from various media outlets and even the government. The Vitality Health Show explores the latest advancements in alternative healthcare, the pros and cons of drugs, surgery, and vaccination, and the best health and wellness solutions currently available. We'll help you separate fact from hype so you can make the best possible decisions for your health. Tune in to the Vitality Health Show every Thursday at 5 p.m. right here on 93.1 FM or 1450 AM, St. George News Radio.
To get the best out of your waking hours, you need to get the best out of your sleeping hours. And nothing will help you do that like a new mattress. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. At our huge 4th of July sale, save up to $1,500 on the world's best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic, Sealy, and Stearns & Foster. Just one night on a new mattress, you'll be amazed. And we've got 72 months no interest financing and safe free delivery. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee. See store for details.
Amazon, Google, great things can come out of a garage. And over at Garage Doors Only, we make sure your garage doors are in the best possible working order. We service, repair, and install garage doors and openers. Give us a call at 435-868-1200 or come see us at our showroom at 689 North Bluff. Check out our reviews by Googling Garage Doors Only. And let's make great things happen in your garage this year.
And in local news, a surprising $75,000 donation from the NEA was announced for the Spencer Cox gubernatorial campaign, which raised the interest of conservatives across the state. The National Education Association is generally known for supporting liberal Democrats, where they have been big donors to such campaigns as Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and Joe Biden, in addition to helping author Common Core. A total surprise with conservative Republicans statewide. We'll update as we have more. Paid for by Greg Hughes for Governor.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Oh, yeah. I love that song. One of my favorites. Good old Kansas. Welcome back to the show. Make sure you get over to Balance of Nature. Balance of Nature is an amazing supplement. It has 31 fruits and vegetables. You just can't go wrong. And here's the deal. They'll get it out to you in 24 hours. They'll give you a free health coach to talk to at your disposal. And what's really nice about this is that you're getting actual fruits and vegetables where they take the very best fruits, the very best vegetables. They take out the air and water. They leave you with the nutrients, all those golden nutrients, all the minerals, all the quality. That's what you're getting. And it's 31 fruits and vegetables a day. I mean, you've got to do something. I would recommend taking a supplement. I would also recommend the fact that that you start taking one right away, because I think you're going to need it. And I think you need it right now. I think you also need to add extra to your food storage. I actually think this would be a great idea for people out there to make sure you have this on hand. So get over to balanceofnature.com. Put in the code KATE, K-A-T-E. Our food supply is in trouble. If you haven't recognized that yet, do your homework. But I'm telling you, when I did my homework on this particular company, I've been nothing but happy ever since I found Balance of Nature. I love the product myself. So does my husband. And guess what? The people that I know take it have not gotten sick. And I'm telling you, you need to shore up on vitamins and minerals. Go to balanceofnature.com, and I highly, highly recommend this supplement. It is very clean. It's a very, very clean product. Put in the code KATE, though, to get 30% off and free shipping. I have Dr. Pesterbak and also Uncle Milty. Hello, gentlemen.
Hi.
And so let's talk about it. Let's wind up the hypocrisy, because we want to talk about the third. What were the first two again?
Yeah, before the break, we ran out of time. So We had three issues that I really do believe are make or break. They're pivotal issues that demonstrate that the Democrats only play politics, that all of their outrage, all of their indignation is not legitimate. They are just looking for greater power. That's all they want. And the first one was the Kimmel situation. You had people like Roseanne Barr. You have people like Megyn Kelly, who were dismissed for so much less than what Jimmy Kimmel has done. And that fake apology where Jimmy Kimmel comes out and I grudgingly apologize because right-wingers who are the real racists will take joy in this. That's just despicable. So the whole hashtag MeToo thing, the fact that all these corporations hold on to Jimmy Kimmel's while they get rid of Megyn Kelly's, that right there shows you that This is all about selling products. It has nothing to do with actual equality. Number two, you've got the Tara Reid situation. Hashtag MeToo, believe all women, unquestioned, right? Mm-hmm. We can't let men get away with lying now, even if it's 30 years later. And how when that was turned around on Biden, crickets. In fact, many feminist women decided that it doesn't matter to me if he did it. I don't care if he did it. I'm still voting for him.
Yep.
That's the end of the hashtag MeToo movement as far as I'm concerned. And perhaps most glaringly is this new hypocrisy that is even bigger than feminists. It's even bigger than the race baiters. It's this idea that protesting, burning down, looting, all of that's okay in the middle of COVID, but church, family, beach, 4th of July celebration are huge no-goes. That I have not even attempted to hear anybody on the left justify that. They say it as if it's the most logical thing in the world, that we're going to lock you down for everything unless it's protest. Not a single attempt by any major news site, any of the mainstream media, to actually explain to us poor, benighted citizens why one thing is not like another. Remember the old Sesame Street thing?
Mm-hmm.
One of these things is not like the other. One of these things is not the same. And you show an empty church, an empty restaurant, an empty beach, and thousands of idiots in the street pulling down statues, right?
Yeah.
Which one is not like the other?
Oh,
because for some reason, that kind of maybe the racial fury of the protesters is a brand new antibody
maybe.
That nobody told us about.
Like
but
rage.
Short of that,
rage
yeah.
is on your side. Rage will stop the symptoms of COVID. Okay.
Well, racial rage.
Oh,
not
racial.
Right-wing
yeah.
hate.
You're
not
right.
Right-wing hate.
You're right. You're right. And then there's the rage for the non-mask wearers, for the mask wearers. And so I'm an anti-mask wearer, so there's a lot of rage pointed my way. And this is usually done by the worst virtue signalers of them are the same ones that will murder your baby in a heartbeat, yet they clamor for the life. They want every life to be protected, even if it's insane, even if it's unreasonable, and even if it sounds completely stupid, like if they told people to crawl on the ground because COVID was 3 feet high, really got us at 3 feet altitude. attitude, people would crawl on the ground and they would condemn everyone else around them for not doing the same and endangering them. They'll murder your baby, but you know, this is up for case
another
review.
Another example, this is Andrew Cuomo, right? Mm-hmm. Who got nothing but great publicity for the way he handled COVID, even though more New York City people died than anybody
right.
else.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
on the other hand, you turn around, he blames Trump for it. Just last week yeah. he said, this is Trump's fault that Trump didn't put people in nursing homes, you did it. And when you actually asked Donald Trump for help, he sent the Navy ship Mercy. Mm-hmm. He sent incredible amounts of respirators. Mm-hmm. You turned an entire park into a hospital and you didn't need any of it. So the idea that Trump, who sent you everything you could possibly have wanted, is responsible, but you share no responsibility, that's typical progressive thinking.
Amen.
Yep.
Amen. So let me talk about the redefining of the new test positive case. Because everybody, so there's a lot of articles today saying ICUs are filling up with COVID patients, okay? You can't be in the hospital with COVID unless you have other things going on. Because if you're COVID only, you're just sent home because there's no treatment. So that means that you're in the hospital for cancer, you're in the hospital for COPD, they happen to test you, and you test positive for having coronavirus, which is cold virus. It's very generic PCR testing. Well, that wasn't good enough. They weren't getting enough test positives, even though probably a third of our nation would probably test positive for COVID, because virus levels in bodies all stagger, but we all have virus in our system. So the PCR test is going to pick up on something. Probably in a third to half of us, okay? So here's the deal. Here's the new redefining of the test positive COVID. It used to be that you took the PCR test, and despite the 50% false positives that it could produce, it would still say you were test positive, okay, for corona in general. And they would take that and they would assign the word COVID to it, just like they did during SARS. It's the same exact test, the PCR, but in the time of SARS, around the year 2002, 2003, any test positive was considered SARS. Now the same exact test positive is considered COVID for political reasons, because this is what we're calling it right now. So with that being said, it used to be the test positive would say that you had it. Now they've redefined it to a couple of things. Number one, if you're around a test positive person, you do not have to be tested yourself. You could have been in contact with a test positive. You could be in contact with a probable test positive. That means they haven't been tested. They think they have it. And you came in contact with them. Or an endemic area. Now, an endemic area is defined by the CDC as this. An endemic area is a constant presence and or usual prevalence of a disease or infectious agent in a population within a geographical area. Meaning that every area in America is endemic to COVID now. So if you're in an area with COVID, if you're around somebody with COVID, and if you're around somebody who thinks they're COVID, you are now a test positive case and can be counted in this. And as far as deaths go, the new criteria is about the same. So it's about the same in you would be counted as a death if you had two or more symptoms, meaning if you had a fever and let's say the chills. Now, that could be a common cold, it could be the flu, it could be all kinds of things, but they're going to say it's COVID now. They're just going to say that it's COVID if you happen to be around somebody that was a probable case in an area or around somebody with COVID. So that means now you've died of COVID. It's like saying you died of the common cold. Mm-hmm. That's how ridiculous this is. So now it's so broad that it's like Oprah. You have COVID and you have a COVID and you have a COVID. They're passing it out like candy because they wanted the numbers to go up. They want the numbers to go up. And if that tells anyone in our population that there is an end game to this, well, it should, because they want the numbers to rise. So they keep broadening the fashion by which the numbers come into the hospitals. So when the hospitals say we're overrun with COVID, that means they're overrun with a lot of illnesses like cancer and everything else that happen to test positive for cold virus at the same time. But it's like a seatbelt. If you're not wearing a seatbelt in an accident, it can be the indicator of death if you're already in a severe accident, but it is never the causation of an accident, okay? Me not wearing a seatbelt driving down the road would never cause an accident. Me in the hospital because I wasn't wearing it, well, that's just one added thing on top of the fact that I was either driving recklessly or somebody hit me or I ran off the road or whatever. It's never the cause. So that what they're doing now is blaming COVID for everything. And if you have even two of symptoms of cough, chills, fever, sore throat, shortness of breath, smell deficiency, pneumonia. If you have any of those and you have two of them, you're considered test positive now for COVID. It's amazing.
It's very amazing.
It is. And, you know, a lot of this has to do with the fact that we have a screwed up system where you get funded if you report more cases. I mean, if Donald Trump had the power, I don't think he does, but if he could put pressure on it to change the calculus, mm-hmm. that you will get more money as a hospital for every case that's not a COVID case. Mm-hmm. Watch how those numbers would miraculously shrink overnight.
Yep. You're exactly right. There's a huge money component to this because they're getting the money from FEMA. They're getting the money from Medicaid. They're getting the money. And so in all kinds of different areas.
What we've done to the hospitals is what we've done mm-hmm. to the public schools already, right?
Yes.
But the worse they perform, they are invested in low performance because there's bailouts, number one. And when you can take a public school kid who can't learn or won't learn and you diagnose him mm-hmm. as developmentally challenged or having mm-hmm. a reading or a comprehension problem or having an educational issue, call him sick instead of a failure, you get even more money than you would have gotten if you actually got him through his classes.
Yes.
So there's an incentive in the public schools to label kids disabled who just aren't interested or lazy or not that smart. They don't fail. Now they become special cases, disability mm-hmm. cases, mm-hmm. where the schools get even more money. And that's exactly the paradigm that we're seeing with
yes.
COVID.
And yep. one more thing. I just want everyone to know. In my local newspaper, they had the same phrase, and they're using it all over the country right now. And I want everyone to realize they're saying this phrase. Now, go look up your local paper and see if this phrase is used. Nearly one-third of all ICU coronavirus patients in a Houston hospital system are reportedly under 50. They're going with the one-third ratio. They're saying one-third of ICU coronavirus patients. You know why? Because about a third of everybody are going to test positive for COVID no matter what you have. It doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything to the fact you have cancer or whatever you have. What it means is they're all going with the same byline today. So medical directors across the country are reporting one-third of their cases. Isn't that amazing that they all have one-third of their cases that are COVID? The other headline you're going to see is that they're younger. And it's because you have people with all kinds of things now, and they broaden the definition to encompass so many people that, of course, your ratio is going to go to younger people now, mm-hmm. not just the older people. And this is how they're doing it. They're so manipulative. They're lying. They're deceitful. And they have a lot of medical directors that are doing this across the nation and in on this scam.
Well, and something kind of related to this, to briefly skip gears. I don't know if you guys saw this. It's in the news right now. Talk about it after the break. But Reddit, one of the social media giants, has now decided that they consider themselves a community belonging group, not a community attack group. So they have banned 2,000 conservative accounts, including the a Donald Trump one. The media purge is beginning here. You've got the corporations, other corporations now, have basically told the big tech companies, we want more
yes.
censorship,
yep.
and the censorship is coming.
Yep, and they haven't done enough for COVID, so that's Trump's fault too. So, oh boy, everything is Trump's fault too.
Yep.
Just want to mention that. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milton.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
So I just finished a full Ironman event, which is a 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile bike, and a full marathon, which is 26.2 miles. And that brings my total to 4 Ironman events and a full marathon just in the past 12 months. An important factor for me is recovery, because a couple of those events have been back to back. I can exercise as much as I want, but I need to be able to recover as well. Balance of Nature is the most natural form of fuel that I can get on a race. It's helping me to be able to push my body to the limits.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code CANYON.
Think it's too hot to shop at the Stephen Wade Red Tag event? Wrong. Shop special Red Tag deals all month long from the comfort of your air conditioning at StephenWade.com. Prices have been slashed to the lowest price of the year on every vehicle on every Stephen Wade lot. And shop special Red Hot Red Tag online only deals from the comfort of your couch. Plus, get zero payments for 90 days only during the biggest sale of the year. It's the huge Red Tag event, and it's going on the entire month of July on every Stephen Wade lot and on StephenWade.com, where you've got it made at Stephen Wade.
The holiday mattress event is going on now at the Mattress Store with new Sealy Posturepedic pillow tops 50% off for $5.99 and get a $100 gift card to Bubba's Fireworks with approved purchase. Supporting local businesses this holiday, four Southern Utah locations, Bluff by Ace Hardware, Bloomington by the Walmart, Washington by Best Buy, and downtown Cedar City next to Lynn's. Nobody beats the Mattress Store. Nobody.
Club is excited to announce that they are back open at all three locations. At the Summit Athletic Club, your health and safety continues to be their primary concern for all of their members and our community. Now more than ever, we all understand the importance of staying healthy and active. That's why right now, for a limited time, Summit Athletic Club has a summer sale with a variety of different memberships to meet everyone's needs. They even have a membership as little as $19.95 per month. They also have a great month-to-month no contract option. Let them help you find the right membership for you. All three Summit Athletic Clubs are back open. So this summer, go enjoy all the amenities like the pool, basketball gym, pickleball, and tennis courts, and endless classes, including My Zone and so much more. So stop on by to take advantage of Summit's new membership options starting as low as $19.95. Your future starts at the Summit Athletic Club.
This is Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes. As the state's top prosecutor and law enforcement officer, it is my duty to ensure our state is a safe place for children, families, businesses, and all Utahns. I am honored to protect our state now and would be honored to continue protecting it as your Attorney General for the next 4 years.
Paid for by friends of Sean Reyes.
Thanks for listening to The Kate Daly Show. All opinions expressed by the program participants on The Kate Daly Show are solely their own and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of St. George News Radio, KZNU, Canyon Media, or their respective parent companies or advertisers. If you'd like to comment directly, talk lines are open at 888-673-1450. That's 888-673-1450. Or you may email directly at kate@canyonmedia.net.
Don't you hate trying to sleep in a hot bed? Ugh, third worst thing in the world. Don't even get me started on numbers 1 and 2. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and during the summer of sleep, you can save up to $500 on a revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress that keeps you 8 degrees cooler for a deeper, healthier sleep. And Best Mattress has every Breeze model in stock, plus 72 months no-interest financing and safe, free delivery. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends.
The 2019 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get $8,600 off MSRP off $43,110 on the 2019 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. See dealer for details.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there, welcome back.
To the prairie.
That is Leanne Rimes, God Bless America. You know, this is the week, and you would never know it. I actually wonder how we're going to celebrate our dependence, because it seems that we all depend on the government for our health, our safety, for our welfare, for our way of life, for everything, and they feel like that we should be doing the same. So it's kind of amazing to me as we're celebrating our dependence. I'm not quite sure what to celebrate. I really am. I'm at a loss. I hope you can help me out on this one. You can actually call up in this segment, too, and ask Dr. Pesta questions. Dr. Pesta comes to us from the Dr. Duke Show, an amazing show. You must catch it. In fact, when you watch it, you can actually watch it from the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. How cool is that? And it's on right after the show. So you can go on Facebook and you can watch it there, and you can watch it a lot of places, but Dr. Duke certainly nails it when it comes to the issues. I've got Uncle Milty here as well. It's strange to me that we're in the Independence Day week, because it just doesn't feel like it in this country. Does it to you?
No, it doesn't. And I think that we have maneuvered it. I don't know if this is a short-term thing mm-hmm. that we're going to get over when normal as such returns, or right. if this is the new normal. But they have shamed a nation into, and I think even a lot of people who are very patriotic, from celebrating it. The idea that we would celebrate this country mm-hmm. in the matter of 6 months has gone from no-brainer to no. I mean, the cultural moment seems to be, mm-hmm. with everything going on, that to be proud of your country is a shameful thing.
Yes. We have a caller for you, but man, what in the world happened to us? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
God, I'm going brain dead. I'm sorry.
Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milton.
Dr. Pesta, sorry. I'm sorry. And everybody.
Oh, it happens to me every day.
Because Dr. Pesta's on, I have an idea that came in my head, and it's about schools. I know we're getting a little off subject here, but he's the expert
mm-hmm,
in schools.
Sure.
I want to fight my school board, and I found a way of doing it. I search on Zillow. I like to look at people. Like, people are selling houses. I just go on there. And there's a thing on Zillow. I don't know if you're familiar with Zillow. Zillow is like a search engine for homes. You could look their value up.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also look up the schools.
Okay.
And they rate them from 1 to 10. Now, I noticed in the state of New Jersey, when you go into Camden, which is a very, very poor city, okay, there are 1 out of 10 their high school. It's mm-hmm. Woodrow Wilson High School. By the way, they want to change that name. And when you come into the rural area, a little further in, or we'll say suburbia, the numbers start going up. But they don't go up dramatically. Okay. We have one town called Haddonfield. They're a 9 out of a 10. But that town is very, very wealthy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the average grade for most high schools in the state of New Jersey is around a 5.
Okay.
That means on a 1 to 10, what is that, 50? So you're failed. You've failed. Now, I would like to go up to the school board and sit there and ask my school board, which is Sterling High School, where I went, say, why are you a 6? And why are my taxes 78% of my taxes go to pay and fund your mm-hmm. school? That is an absolute failure.
Okay.
And I think everyone out there, everyone in your listening audience, should look on Zillow, look at their school district, see what their number is, and go to a school board meeting, which no one ever does. They're
mm-hmm.
empty.
Sure. Okay.
And bring up that point. What are you teaching our kids? Which is nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing. Thank you. Appreciate it. It is. It's nothing. Thoughts, Dr. Pesta?
I think he is exactly right. And I think that the only problem with what he said, though, is when you show up at the school board meeting, mm-hmm. you're going to be waiting in line to talk. You're going to have to sit there for an hour and listen to how much they need more money and all this other stuff, how wonderfully it's going to install the new sex curriculum in 5-year-old classrooms. And then when it comes time for questions from the floor, they're going to put a 30-second timer on you mm-hmm. and say, you have 30 seconds, you have 1.5 minutes to speak. Then as soon as you're done speaking, they go on to the next person, and no one on the entire board is ever going to respond to you.
Right.
They've been doing that for 10 years now. In other words, if you think you're mm-hmm, going to shame mm-hmm. school board, if you think you're going to shame the teachers union, if you think you're going to shame some of these teachers and some of these administrators into feeling bad for not educating your kids, just remember this. They have no shame. These are the same teachers who walked out of a number of states last year, seems like a million years ago, for Red for Ed, communist Red for Ed, mm-hmm. socialist in the classroom. And they abandon kids in the middle of a semester for sometimes up to as much as 6 or 7 weeks so that they would just get paid more. They walked off the job and let these are not serious people. And so as much as the caller is 100% right about what the issues are, the idea that the industrial school complex, that's what we should call it, right? The school industrial complex in this country isn't the least bit fazed by not educating your kids. As I said earlier, not educating them and then branding them as learning disabled actually gets you more money.
Oh, man. And Common Core is kind of a thing of the past. Now it's instantaneous testing. So the testing is happening while the assessing is going on. And it's like on steroids from what we even refer to as Common Core years ago. Now it's on steroids now. It's actually something almost just different than it's evolved. We'll put it that way.
It's broken contained, right? Okay. Back when they were selling it and there was still a chance to fight it, they denied that it was a curriculum. They denied that it was actual standards. They denied it was anything but suggestions. Mm-hmm. It was only going to be for English and math.
Right.
And then poof, states decided, and primarily Republican states decided, the money's too good. We're not bucking the trend. So what we're going to do is end the debate about Common Core. We're going to adopt it in all of our Republican states. We're going to rebrand it, rename it. Mike Pence was the first to do this, by the way, in Indiana. We're going to call it something else and tell the protesters it's gone. And we're not going to listen to them anymore. And so, yes, because of that, Common Core is now part of the specular DNA of American public schools. It went from being an outside suggestion to a number of different permutations, but it's way beyond math and English now. Common Core is a methodology for hijacking the classrooms, all classrooms, from physical education to music to math to science to English. It is a methodology that allows you to transform what used to be classrooms dedicated to learning and achievement, educational achievement, into sites of social justice and radical political activism.
I remember, you know, I've been reporting on this for a long time. That's how I met you, was your amazing speech that went viral. And you've been coming on the show ever since. And let me just say, you really tried to wake people up for a long time. And you tried to tell them all the things you just said. And there were so many people that didn't want to listen. And now they're finally getting it. They're finally understanding. They don't get to see homework. They don't get to see the tests. They don't questions. They're not seeing anything. There's no textbooks anymore. It's all completely driven from, like you said, that's such a great way to put it. The school, the public education complex, because that's what it is. And I thank you for all your efforts because you really woke people up. I just wish we would have had more of them wake up. But that's how it works. They keep adding stuff.
You know, what's sad is that we lost every battle. Every battle in the Christian schools, every battle at the state legislatures, we lost them all. We didn't win one of them. The only really good we did, and you did a lot of good by having us these conversations on the air, is we did get a lot of moms and dads to pull out. That was we didn't fix it, we didn't save it, but a lot of parents who understood got their kids out, and COVID's making sure that more of them are gonna do it now. But the real problem we have here, and it's a huge problem, is I also said 4 or 5 years ago too, that once this is finalized, there's no going back. Name in American history just one thing that we've handed over to the federal government, took away from the states and gave to the feds, A, that they've ever improved, and B, that they've ever given back to the states once they had it.
Right.
And the answer is nothing. And so you're not getting this back. And so the public school system is unreformable. It is not, it's not fixable. Not only is it not fixable, it is not content with just screwing up public school kids. They're already, as we've seen in recent months, they're coming after homeschooling. They're coming after private schooling. Already charter and voucher schools are genius Republicans. The only answer Republicans have to all of this is school choice.
Yeah.
We'll allow you to choose other schools. And ironically, all these charters and all these other kinds of schools,
good point,
they get federal and state money, which means the state they have to do what the states tell them to
yes,
do. So it's not really choice. It's just it's different kinds of schooling with exactly the same school methodology.
And during COVID, people think they were homeschooling. That wasn't homeschooling. That was still the same system. You just did it at home.
Right.
So we have to make sure people realize that real true homeschooling is going to be going with a factual curriculum, not the one they use in the school system. And the other, you know, the other thing is this, is the sex standards. Now we used to have the maturation class, you know, in the fifth grade, right? That was one brief moment in the fifth grade where you got that class. And now it is kindergarten through 12th grade. including all the LGBT and transgender and all of the different teachings. In fact, they are so risque that it's even hard to show people because it's so bad. And I just want people to know. Yeah.
Think about this. California, in which places like LA County, upwards of 50% of LA County school kids never even once logged on to their online lessons. Not once. Half the entire school district never even logged on. The edict came down last week from the state of California that regardless of whether your kids sign on for math or history, it is mandated in the state of California that you still give these kids from home the mandatory sex curriculum. So they're mailing it. Planned Parenthood has onlined it, and they're mailing it to kids and parents. And it is so risque, as you said, that it's getting spammed. It's ending up in their spam mailboxes. And so the state of California is warning parents that you must go into your spam and fish this curriculum out, which is borderline pornographic, actual pornography in places, and subject your kids at home to that curriculum, whether or not you ever give them a single math or history lesson.
Yeah, and you know what? When meeting with church people, they even have a problem showing it in church meetings because it's so offensive. Hi, caller, you have 1 minute. Go for it.
Hi, okay. What I'm celebrating this year is the fact that we have been we've been given an opportunity to actually declare independence once again. The UN is quarantining the United States because of COVID. Anyway, also, this whole thing is about compliance culture, the whole removing Dixie from everything.
Thank you for
because
that.
Because Dixie is all about was all about rebelling against something that they thought was...
Yes. And that fight is ongoing. We're almost out of time, but that fight is ongoing. And we have the monument fight we talked about all week last week, right, Pastor? We've got this school issue. Everything is about compliance.
We can fight about this stuff, but they're all coming down. And this is the thing that people don't realize. What's different about this is we're fighting it, but no one's listening. They're just doing what they want. And if you think, imagine what happens when and if Biden wins. They're not even asking you. They're not debating you. They don't care what you think. They're not bowing to any pressure. The corporations are on their side. The media is on their side. Tech is on their side. They're going to censor you. They're going to silence you. That's the new norm. Now, again, will Donald Trump fix all of it? No. Is Donald Trump going to hold the line way better than any alternatives we have? Yes. So there is no real choice here. Vote for Donald Trump, even if you can't stand his personality.
Yeah. And I love his personality. I'm one of those rarities, I guess, because I actually love it. I think he's perfect for that. I think we needed somebody like him because of what's going on and what he has to deal with. But you know what? There's a lot of wins in his corner, too. And I always applaud the wins. There's a lot of wins that he doesn't really get recognized for. He still won't wear a mask in public. And I really admire that about him because I'm thinking, yeah, good. Send that message. Do not wear a mask. It's ridiculous.
Who was it that came out and said, somebody in the Senate, Schumer or somebody, came out and said real men wear masks over the weekend. According to the left, real men wear bras because they think they're girls. So masking yourself like a little child, that's what passes for testosterone in the halls of Democrat Congress.
Oh, man, so true. So true. Uncle
and, of course, Biden said he'll sign an executive order forcing everyone to wear masks.
Yes. Yeah.
And you would think that would scare people because if they can force you to wear masks, what can't they force you to do?
I know. So a lot of people are wondering whether that's a law. We'll attack that in the next.
How do you even enforce hour. That?
Yeah.
How do you even force you a federal mandate to wear masks?
You don't. And so the employers can, but there's also laws in our favor too. And so we have to really play the game. We'll attack that in the next hour. Mm-hmm. But yes, a lot of people have been asking me these questions and boy, are they good ones because of what they think they can get away with and what we are compliant enough to say that they can. See, that's the whole trick. Dr. Pesta, thank you so much. Catch the Dr. Duke Show. It's on right after this on the Kate Daly Show Facebook page. Thanks, Dr. Pesta.
Thank you.
Later, Gators.
Thank you. Appreciate that. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Stop suffering with pain. Tune in Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free radio show, featuring nationally renowned chiropractic specialist Dr. Ward Wagner. You've seen Dr. Wagner as a guest on the hugely popular TV show The Doctors, and his knowledge of cutting-edge non-surgical drug-free pain solutions is unsurpassed. Listen to Dr. Ward Wagner Mondays and Tuesdays at 5 p.m. for the Be Pain-Free radio show, brought to you by Dixie Chiropractic, right here on St. George News Radio. 1450 KZNU.
I'm Deidre Hall with a message about your eye health. My mother had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD, which means my family members are at greater risk.
I'm Dr. Sada of Doheny UCLA. AMD is the most common cause of severe, irreversible vision loss in older adults. If a healthcare professional suspects AMD, a retina specialist can confirm the diagnosis and work with you on a treatment plan.
Routine eye care can help maintain your vision. Visit GetEyeSmart.org for more information.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.